Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Calm down when you see our lighting. For all of you that enjoy this podcast on YouTube, we got a real treat for you today.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, this is called On the Road and looking real fresh. I wish you could see this setup I have in my room. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. We are in the same exact place, but in two different places at this hotel, if you understand what I'm saying. My laptop is resting on a cardboard box. You're in a kitchen.
I'm in a kitchen. There's chairs, there's tables. There's Jillian, our friend and artist to the stars. There's a fire door. There's a whole thing happening here. And my microphone is in my purse. It's fine.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's purse.
So we are... It's perfect. We are at the Fox NFL seminar in Phoenix, Arizona, home of where we are going to have our Super Bowl next year. And it's been a packed day. I've had 7,000 meetings. What have you been doing?
Well, you're very important. So you have 7,000 meetings.
I've had
two meetings, and that's by the time it's all said and done. So I'm actually dressed, and my hair is done for the first time today, because as we know, since we were sitting in meetings all morning, to explain what the seminar is for those people that don't know what it is.
Yeah, explain it.
So we all meet together once a year. Last year with COVID restrictions, we didn't meet, everyone being all of the crews. So like Aaron's on the road, I'm in studio. There's, five other broadcasting teams that cover games all year long, but no one's ever all in the same place because logically they're covering a different game. So it's a team bonding, building, retreat kind of a thing. We all get together and then we go over different rule changes for the season. Speaking of which, one of the rules that they're changing, Aaron, that we heard this morning, the taunting rule. What the hell?
I hate it.
Hate it.
I hate it.
I was sitting next to
not that I'm not in, full cooperation with the NFL. We love them. I'll do anything they say. But, okay, so explain, if you want to explain what the new rule is, and I think you and I are going to say the same exact thing. I was dying for somebody's reaction in that room. Go ahead, explain the new rule.
Okay, so taunting, basically what they're saying is you can't, they had this thing a couple years ago where they said, oh, you can't have an excessive celebration if you scored a touchdown. You just had to put the ball in the back of the end zone, no dances, all that. Well, then the NFL got nicknamed the No Fun League. So they re-implemented the celebrations and they were like, okay, have fun, celebrate if you score a touchdown. But now, if you're a defensive player and you make this like sick play, or even if you're a wide receiver and you make a great catch and you kind of like throw it back in the face, not the ball, actually like throwing the ball, but if you showboat a little bit and you're like, what up, man? Or like kind of direct. Yeah. I don't know what the actual technical like verbiage of taunting is, but if you're showboating in front of the player you just burned or beat or whatever, they call that taunting, and then you're penalized. It's 5 yards on
the kickoff. You can't wave.
You can't. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't. Like, what was the other one? Like, one guy's like, oh, handcuff. Like a DB being like, I like full.
I didn't even know that gesture.
Me neither. Well, neither did the guy explaining it. And Charles Woodson and Mike Vick are sitting next to us.
Yes.
And they were, Charles is like, what? You can't do that. And Mike's like, you can't do that. I looked at every player in the room and they were like, that's bullshit. Like, again, we love the NFL, but we want to have fun.
Right.
And if you make a great play, like I like the showboating. My favorite player growing up was Deion Sanders because it's like, hey, let's, you know, hey, fun fact about Deion, which I didn't know this. He is like, I always thought he was like a total shit talker. He goes, Carissa, I never once use profanity. And I go, what?
He doesn't cuss.
He doesn't cuss. I know. And but because it's like his hubris nature and he's like, you know, was always like flashy on the field and stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, I never use profanity and I never like showboated about what I did over people. I just was confident in like my own, you know, ability. He probably loves the rule.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. So that was interesting.
But you said it. Charles Woodson was the one guy I wanted to look at. And because he, you know, didn't get to be at our seminar last year. This is the first time he was there. And I know he was probably like, defensive players can't do what? It was just awesome to kind of see what his reaction was. Really awesome to sit down and talk to him. Obviously, he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame this week. And I had a chance to go over and say hi to him last night at dinner. And he's awesome. I love the reason and the story behind who's inducting him, which I don't want to give it away, but everybody will see that this week. It made me choke up. So I can't wait for that.
You're going to be there.
Yeah. So I'm doing the game, but I won't be there for the inductions. But I just got out of a production meeting for that. Tom Rinaldi and I will be handling the sidelines. Troy Aikman is presenting Jimmy Johnson, which is super special because everybody remembers that whole moment on Fox where Jimmy, you know, it was announced that he had made it into the Hall of Fame and he lost it during the pregame. And then I forgot where we were. I think we were maybe in Green Bay. They had a shot. We were because Troy was in a coat. We had a shot of Troy up in the booth and he was bawling. And that was just so sweet. So I'm excited for that moment. But that's a whole thing. Like Charles was talking about how many people are allowed to be invited. There's actually a head count. It was really funny. He said that the Hall of Fame tells you how many people you can invite. And you're like, well, I don't have that many people I like. And then once the invites start coming, you're like, wait, this isn't enough. Kind of sounds like a big wedding, you know?
Yeah. Like the scene in Father of the Bride where he's like, they're going through the cards and he's like, didn't he die? And he goes, great. And like throws the card out. He was
good.
Yes, good. But
yeah,
it is really fun again to be with everyone here. In case we haven't also called attention to why we're in separate rooms, if we're at the same place, I admittingly am not a technical person at all. So Kurt, our amazing technical engineer, producer, I think Kurt and Ryan are both considered producers. It's not important right now, but what's amazing is Kurt is like, you two should just stay separate because the microphone interference. So that's why you and I are in different places, for those of you that were wondering. Because I'm sure you guys were all sitting there at home or wherever you're listening to our podcast wondering why we're not together. But it is fun to get together with the groups. And I was just thinking as I was sitting there, because they give us the schedule. Would you get 5 weeks of your games that you know, whatever? And I was looking down at that.
I have all my games pretty much.
I was like, she must be thinking like, all right, here we go. Because it lays out like all the crews and who's working and all that kind of stuff. But are you getting pumped?
Yeah. It's good. I mean, this is kind of different for us doing the Hall of Fame game because normally we do the third preseason game and that's when the starters will play and we're close to getting ready to go with this season. We do the Hall of Fame game and then we still really have like a month before the season starts. So yeah, I'm getting pumped. I'm excited to go do football. I'm actually kind of freaked out because preparing for this game is a little different from our other games. Like, we're not going to see Dak Prescott. I don't think he's got a strained shoulder. We're not going to see Ben Roethlisberger. Typically, as you know, in the first preseason game, you don't see the starters. So that's a little different for us. This is going to be more of like an event, a show, like talk to the guys on the sidelines, talk to the Hall of Famers. But yeah, I'm excited to get going. Look, we're pumped, right? 2021. What did we have a big discussion about? Like, it's the year of the fan here for Fox. Like, we're just excited to see fans in the stands. We're hoping for some normalcy. I just got the big announcement. We're going to be down on the field, which I'm freaking looking forward to.
Nice.
I don't think people really realized how different that was for us last year. We were kind of in this front row moat area, which was super hard. You know, usually like 3 hours before the game is the pre-game where the guys, before they get in their unis, we're down there. We're kind of getting all the, gossip from them, any last minute information. That's when you talk to the kickers on both teams after they're done warming up
explain.
And say, hey, how far out do you feel comfortable from?
I was just going to say, explain how important talking to a kicker is because the kicker's always a forgotten forgotten person on the team.
So it's important.
Like, he's either the hero or you know, like the loser, like the highs and lows of being a kicker.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. But I think it's really interesting, again, for those of you that listen to our podcast because you're into broadcasting or want to know more about that pull back the curtain vibe. Why is it so important to talk to the kicker?
Well, because you never know if a game's going to come down to the last minute kick. And especially in inclement weather, right? Like when it's raining or windy or snowy, it's always so good to go down there and just be like, where do you feel comfortable from? Also, too, you guys, not to get into Architectural Digest, which
please
I know
do.
That's your jam, Carissa. If there is like a side of the stadium that's wide open where wind will come in more or there's not, that's also a big factor, too, because if they're kicking that way, a lot of times, this is always a really freaking hard question that Joe and Troy will throw to me in a break. They'll be like, hey, Aaron, that's my Troy. Which way is the wind coming from? I'm like, I wouldn't know north, south, east, west, all of the things if it hit me in the face. So you know what I always do? Sometimes I'll talk to a player or a trainer. I'm like, hey, which way is the wind coming from? And then, you know, my favorite thing to say, guys, it's swirling. It's a swirl, you know?
I don't know.
I have like, no idea.
That's like when someone asks you for directions and they're like, just head north. I go, well, head north? I don't have a compass in my fucking hand. That was aggressive. I didn't
know.
Swear. But I'm like, is it left or right? Just give me a left or right in this whole situation. But wait, what was I going to say to you before that?
Swirling.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eyelashes off. I don't want Jillian to be upset.
Jillian, Erin's taking her eyelashes off.
Oh no, it's okay.
She said it's okay. The pictures were great.
Yeah, I love her. We should bring Jillian in for some, you know, what's new in makeup? What's going on in makeup for our female listeners out there? Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Please, Aaron, introduce Jillian to the audience at home.
So Jillian Gregory is joining us right now. Jillian came to me about 2 years ago. She started up with us and is a fan favorite by all on-air talent. Carissa loves her as well.
Everyone.
Troy Aikman.
Everyone
adores. I mean, because this girl can make a guy or a gal's mug look great. But Jillian,
I mean
admittedly so. I'm a tomboy. I don't wear a lot of makeup. Chris is really good with her makeup. But are there any, you had a lot of like great free things sitting by you today. Are there any new trends that maybe some of our listeners could look for easy to do? None of us can do the Kardashian contour, you know?
I'm really into stick products, like a stick bronzer.
Oh, explain.
Hold on 1 second.
Because, because you can just go like this and then rub with your hands. Like it's like foolproof makeup or a stick blush. Like you smile and go like that, rub it in, and you're like good to go.
Is that like a bronzer, a blush, even an eye stick product
Yeah, like an eye stick. The sticks you like
And this is not an ad, but what kind? Like if I walk into a Sephora or wherever you get your makeup products, what are we getting? Your top three essential items for the fall.
Okay. Oh, for the fall. I like nude sticks.
Get her ready.
Nude sticks. They make really good.
I love nude stick too. Mm-hmm. It's foolproof. Yeah. I can do it. Go ahead.
Just literally take the stick and scribble it on your eyelid and go like that. And then you have an eye look.
By the way, you have no makeup on. You look so pretty.
I look nasty.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not like them. I like to look like Kardashian season one, RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, that's when I feel the best.
Really? Yes. Okay, so that's the first product, the nude stick.
Jillian, you came over in quarantine and were talking to Chris and I about applying our own makeup. And this is when we were doing Zooms and we were like, we don't think we're going to be able to have anyone do it. You taught us a couple of tricks,
three.
And then something with your eye. She needs to match. Can you please explain if you remember any of these?
I always say that eyebrows and eyes are sisters, not twins.
Love it.
So when you're doing your own makeup, people get really frustrated because they're like, my eyeliner isn't even, it isn't really supposed to be. Because your eye shapes are different. So, you know.
Sisters, not twins for eyes. Okay. What's the three? Not Russell Wilson.
Oh, the three is your bronzer or a contour, which is like the thing now. When I was younger, like contour, I never heard of it.
I do it because whenever I feel bloated, I need to have some definition.
Jawline, but you guys have good jaws, like J-Lo jaws, you know? You guys don't need much. Like,
okay, but explain what a contour...
I just have the nose I like to contour and make smaller because it's really big.
Oh, boy.
No. So you make a three.
So you do the three.
Yeah, you take your bronzer or the stick, which is one of my top three products to get at Sephora, bronze stick. And you go like this. And then here, and
up
then
your
here.
Forehead.
Yes, you make a three.
Yeah, you make.
Okay. Like, yep. Do, and then just rub it in. It's really easy. I could go grab a brush, but.
So nude stick, the contour, and what's the third and final product for the fall?
I like the contour sticks by Gucci Westman.
Is it actually Gucci?
Her name's, I think. The makeup artist who came up with it, her name is Gucci, but it's not actually.
Oh my God, I'm using Revlon.
No. It's like, it's called Westman Atelier.
Wow, bless you.
And then Makeup by Mario makes a good contour bronze stick. Okay. I'm loving Makeup by Mario these days. And then my third, but this is just me personally, I love a lip liner.
Great. Max
Spice. I think it just like zhuzhes you up. Like automatically makes you look kind of sexy.
Okay. So now for the real questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Erin and I are married. Yeah. We are not out in the scene, in the mix anymore.
In the streets.
You know, our sides of the streets are all cleaned up. I need a good Jillian, you can tell, with some anonymity to the other person involved. Right. A good dating story. What's happening out there right now with the youth of America?
Well, I don't like, I mean, I hear stories from my friends because I just like, I'm a one guy kind of girl.
Oh, respectable.
Like, you know, currently one guy, I'm taken at the moment.
Hey, boring.
But I mean, I've had my stories.
Okay. We want a good dating story.
I mean, I had this one guy who, I mean, like it's COVID, right? So this is just weird in general. We sat down at the restaurant and I'm not like a side by side. I mean, we're really close.
I'm just like,
but I'm not like a side by side at the restaurant. Like, I want to, especially like first date. Like,
you should never sit side by side.
Oh, you're side by side, not apart?
No. So, I like to look at the person, right? So I don't even like to be really side by side with the guy unless, like, You're my boyfriend.
I know, I'd be
and
worried
drunk.
About my breath at a restaurant. Yeah. Yeah, no.
And I don't even want to be a side seater with my husband. Like, this is weird. Now my neck's hurting. Like, my neck, I'm going to have to wear a neck brace after just a short time together.
So we sit at the restaurant and he goes, I sit across from him and then he pats next to him and goes, sit next to me. And I was like, no.
A first date?
First date. And I was like, I'm going to just sit here. And he got so mad. He was like pissed. Like was just like mad the rest of the day. I was like, check, please.
Check, please.
And that's why I was like, I don't I think, I was me dating for like 2 weeks. And I was like, I'm over it.
So did the conversation just suck the whole time? Because you had it in your head that he wanted you to sit next to him. That was super weird. And then you knew he was annoyed.
He was just like, I just realized he was a weirdo. Like, I didn't like him. He also, like, I don't know. My friend set me up with him. I wish I could tell you his name on Instagram because that should have been the red flag. Like,
tell us.
I can't.
No, but tell us what was he doing on his Instagram?
Here, but
weird
you
things.
Not throw it out there.
Okay. You're only whispering it by a microphone. Okay, but what was going on Instagram?
So his name was just weird on Instagram. And like, I was recently single. My girlfriend was like, this guy always messages me about you. Please go out with him. Like, give him a chance. So I'm like, okay. So the first thing,
okay.
He had a really bad posture. He's just weird.
I have bad posture.
No, you don't.
Not anymore. Not with the Amazon thing.
And also, like, if you're a guy and you're not the tallest, I'm not like a height. I don't care about that. I'm short. Like, you can be kind of short, whatever. But he wasn't the tallest, so he kind of like looked like a troll. He had like hunched over posture.
Do you, Aaron, do you have a bad date story? I've got a really bad one. So if you have one, you go first, but...
No, go first and then I'll tell one. Go.
This is just who I am. I mean, I just say everything at this point. Everyone knows everything about my life. But I was dating. This is not a story to brag about, which is why I'm prefacing it with. I'll just say it. I was not dating this guy. I was in a community college class because I went to community college for the first 2 years, got my residency in California, transferred to UCSB. Great inter-transfer program, by the way, for the youth of America. That's two Youth of America references. Bringing it back. We're running out of time. All right. So I'm in this community college class sitting next to this guy and he was so hot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so into this guy. He's not paid any attention to me, whatever. So one day he starts to give me attention and we're talking and he's like, oh, do you want to hang out this week? And I was like, oh, I actually can't. I had a doctor's appointment the next day. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I was like, I was all backed up. I was like having stomach issues, all this stuff. So I was going to get a colonoscopy. I was 19 years old. I didn't know what a colonoscopy was. My gastro, like whatever doctor was like, yeah, you have to get a colonoscopy or whatever. Just take this stuff, this fluid, and then you have to have someone drive you to the hospital, to the doctor's office, whatever, for this thing. So he goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment. I was like, actually, that reminds me, I'm supposed to get a ride to it. And he goes, oh, I'll take you. Okay, again, not knowing what is in store here. So he drives me to the doctor's appointment. The last thing I remember is me telling him in the lobby, like, oh, I'll just be back in a little bit. Cut to, I am now fully dressed again, and he's standing in the room with the doctor and me, and the doctor's explaining to him and like squiggling on this paper, and I'm like half out of it. And so we get into the car that he's helped me into, and I was like, what just happened? I was like, did you have to put, like, the doctor thought it was my boyfriend. So he got me dressed. Mind you, we've never even kissed. He's seen me now naked. He gets me dressed, and the doctor explained to him that I had excessive stool backup.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Look at Erin's face. She's mortified.
Oh, oh my God. No.
I thought it was going to be like a guy being bad to you. I didn't realize you were the cause of the bad.
Yeah, that's why I said I'll tell you. Yeah, so anyways, stay true to your health. Probiotic kids will say. Needless to say, I left. And then the doctor was like, she's going to be going to the bathroom all day.
Oh my God. Did you ever go out with this guy again?
No, and I dropped out of the geography class at Grossmont Community College.
Probably smart. Because
are you kidding me? I had never even kissed this guy. And now he's seen me naked and he knows that I had constipation. What?
I mean, that's...
I just didn't go on many dates. Like, I'm trying to think of like any after that. Bad dates. I just... didn't go really on many. I will say my family just came and visited me and we were talking about a story about our dogs. And I swear this has a point. This boy, we were talking about who we went to like homecoming with, like our freshman, junior, sophomore. I know I did that out of order, senior season. And my dad said something like,
who did you go to homecoming with your senior year? Well, that started a whole story of, I really wanted to go with this one guy. I'll say it. Preston Burnheisel. Ooh, he was the hottest guy
such
in
a
my
great
grade.
Name.
That's a good name.
Preston.
Great name.
Where is
he
now?
He's a lawyer in Dallas now. Shout out to the Burnheisel clan. Anyways, I just wanted him to ask me out so bad. But I remember I was waiting and I didn't think it would happen. Well, then it was a Wednesday or something. I just made that up. And I got a knock on my door and it wasn't him. It was another boy. And I opened up the door. I know you sound like my sister. Kendra said this the other day. He had this whole paper thing and he was asking me. It was this song and dance and it was shaking. And I don't remember how I said no, but I had to say no.
Oh, no.
And then my mom came out and she goes, "What was that?" And I was like, "I was just saying no to so-and-so." And then my mom goes, "Oh my God." And I was like, "What?" I was eating Beef O'Brady chicken wings, huge chicken wing establishment in Florida. I left the bones on the ground and our golden retriever started eating them.
No.
You cannot give bones to golden retrievers. So then my mom had to give her peroxide so she would puke them up. Anyways, it was a horrible day. It turned into this guy coming to my house, asking me to homecoming. I had to say no.
Did
and
Preston
I went to
ask
homecoming
you?
With Preston Burnheisel. He asked me at the football game. I was cheering. I did the highest toe touch of my life.
You're lucky.
My heels went past my ears.
Did you go to homecoming or prom with who you wanted to go with?
No, my high school boyfriend Jared Murrell broke up with me, and then he took somebody else, a much younger.
Is he now?
Sophomore. He just had a baby. Congratulations. But so I went with my friend Matt and
was it fun?
Matt's fun. But you want to go to prom with the guy you want to hook up with, though, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, this was homecoming. Chris Myers. Go get Myers. He's
later.
In the hall. Go get him. This was homecoming.
He could do this podcast while you have to leave.
We're not going anywhere if Myers is coming in. Look at this.
No.
Here he comes. Everyone buckle up.
Is he coming?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Everybody, slow clap with a 3, 2, 1. Let's welcome in to the stage our next performer, Chris Myers. I'm Chris Myers. Chris Myers, please have a seat right here. Chris Myers. Get over it. What am I working over a garage?
I'm going to fire my agent. This is ridiculous. 20 years of the business, and we were in a hall closet with folding chairs. We've really hit the big time, Carissa. This is, after this, who knows where we're going.
And Aaron,
wait, where is
Myers?
Aaron? I didn't see. Hi. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron and I will
in my
say
room
nothing
in a cave, apparently.
What's that?
Myers, what can you say? What have you taken away from this seminar that you can tell everybody and not get in trouble with Fox or the NFL? Anything great?
We were in Phoenix. It's 180 out there. We could have let's have the seminar on the sun next year. How about that? No, I'm kidding. is that going to get me in trouble? No.
When the Chamber of Commerce in Phoenix.
Well, no, because
Myers reminded me of. Oh, go ahead, Myers.
No, it is July. I mean, that's what the weather is here usually, right?
No wonder the rooms were so cheap.
Everybody, there was such a deal. Everybody says it's a dry heat. Yeah, well, so is the oven, but I don't want to live in there. You know, it's kind of a different thing. I'll be back in November and hang out with the Cardinals. It'll be nice. Anyway.
Myers reminded me of a story at NFC Championship this year. So we were nice enough to fly from Green Bay to Dallas. We went to Troy's, had way too many cocktails with a bunch of people from the crew. Then we drove to a Whataburger. We didn't drive. A car service did. Yeah. Left Troy at home. Called FaceTime Myers at 2 a.m. to break down Bucks Packers.
Yes. And it was terrific.
Yeah. Anyways, what a story.
Myers,
who are your favorites to cover in this season? Who are you looking forward to covering this season?
Certainly, you know, the Rams, and being at SoFi Stadium with a full crowd will be kind of cool. I have one of the Ram Cardinal games. It's a cool stadium. I did some games last year in Buffalo and in Seattle without the fans, you know. In Seattle, when you have the fans, does make a difference. Yeah, it's the atmosphere, the energy that we have, and obviously less words for us, and it rides it out. I don't know. There's a lot of. I think the Viking offense is really going to be special. Improved offensive line. I love the talent position there. Cousins will be on it. I don't know. It's kind of a wide range of the young quarterbacks in the AFC. Joe Burrow's on our schedule, so a few of them. Here's what I like too. You know, Aaron and Chris said that the NFC to me, there's the Bucks, but repeating is hard. So right away, that's kind of a strike against them, right? To go back to back, that's an extra challenge. But then after that, I think it's kind of across the board. There's a lot of evenness. Is it Seattle? Are the Packers going to be okay?
I like the Rams. And I say this as a Seattle girl.
Yeah, Matt Stafford.
Yeah, but the Cam Akers injury is big, that's big.
What are they going to do? Are they going to get a running back? What's happening? Yeah, what are your people like Sean McVay telling you?
I thought a guy like Le'Veon Bell, if his heart was in it, he could contribute kind of like McCoy did, or the mm-hmm. you know, Fournette had Leonard Fournette for the Bucks had kind of a resurging career.
Yeah, it was one of the four touchdowns.
Totally.
Yeah, and he took
Brady
off.
Brady brought him in.
In the playoffs, he took off. Yeah, it was really. I like that the year is so wide open, right? You have the Chiefs and the Bucks. Okay, they were in the Super Bowl, but then after there, you got the Browns and Bills that I think could make it to the Super Bowl this year. That's what I mean. I think everybody's in it. And even our buddy Urban Meyer, they'll be better. They're not going to be a playoff team. I do think the Carson Wentz injury really affects the Colts. They were a playoff team, and the amount of time that he's going to be out and the magic they're going to have to work with, they should probably make a move.
Why has he always hurt this guy?
So, who's that,
Wentz?
Yeah. But what do you think about the gossip now? Would they get Nick Foles? I mean, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. That's actually, I think.
Yeah, because Frank Wright worked with him. Can you imagine Nick Foles comes? Because, look, they're going to have to get a backup quarterback, and Nick Foles is like number 3 on the depth chart right now Chicago, right?
Yeah, they're going to actually.
Played that game before in Philly.
Well, not only, he would probably be their starter. I mean, based on. With Wentz out until Wentz returns, and then how healthy when he returns. So
Myers, aside from football,
Myers, I love that we're that close that they call me Myers.
Are we not close? I mean, we're very close.
No, but I mean, I call you Aaron and Carissa. I don't call you, hey, Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, hey, Andrews.
Well, we always call you Myers.
I don't know why. It's a weird thing.
Did you want us to go back to
Paris? No. You can call me. You can call me anything. As long as you call me. Hey, no, I'm kidding. All right. Sorry. I just couldn't help it. They like to joke around a lot. They're crazy. I just stumbled in here. I don't really know these two people.
Chris.
always does this really fun bit at the seminar where he pokes fun at people, and it's one of my favorite things. Now, we're not doing that this year because we're in a different climate. That's fine. Right. But
yeah, it's 108 degrees.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
But we need to know where you get your comedic chops, because Aaron and I laugh. Clearly,
as yeah, you guys are a great audience.
Well, no, actually, we're a tough audience because we don't think a lot of people are funny. Oh, but everything that comes out of your mouth, we think is hysterical. So where does the comedic background come from?
Well, I know, and I enjoy doing that. It's pretty cool at our company in the past, and hopefully we can return to that, where the boss says, hey, you know, work the room, have fun with everybody.
Rip on everyone.
Yeah, whether it's you guys, Troy Aikman, whoever, you know, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl, everybody, we're all on the same level. Yeah, and we all have fun, and nothing's mean-spirited. It's a lot of fun. So I growing up, I watched a lot of sports, but I also watched, like, late-night interviews and those, you know, Johnny Carson, the late shows like you have now with Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, et cetera. So I just liked fast tempo. I used to watch all the roasts of, you know, whatever the comics when they were, you know, roasting people, and then they had a modern version on at MTV. But I like the fast pace, you know, tease somebody. I come from a family with five kids, so we're always brothers, sisters teasing each other. And so that we did it not to be mean, but to be funny. You know, what you were wearing, how your hair looks,
how did you start in the business? What was your first job?
So I called in on a radio station in Miami as a teenager, and I had a deep voice. But they didn't have caller ID.
Lucky.
Yeah, and they had a rule where you could only call once a night. So I would be Chris from Miami. Then I would call back, disguise my voice, and I would be Duke from North Miami, and I'd agree with my earlier call. So I'd get on the air twice at night. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I had this going for like a year, and they had fan night, and they invited both of me down to the radio station. So I said to my dad, and I couldn't drive yet, I said, Dad, what should I tell him? He said, well, first you have to tell him you're a lying little brat. You were supposed to be doing your homework. I'm like, well, thanks, Dad. I appreciate the support. But anyway, he drove me down there, and they let me, they said, wow, kid, you know a lot about sports or whatever. You want to work weekends when you get your license. And so,
I was like
13, 14. And then I had the temporary license, and then my sister would drop me off there on weekends behind the scenes, and then got into radio. And then from there, TV locally. And then, you know, and now I'm here.
How long have you been at Fox? I mean, I was at Fox in, you know, the HR department. I know it's, you know what?
This is
and here we are now.
This is, well, are we live, by the way? This is live, right?
Yeah, this is okay. Live. We're live.
I love it. Okay.
But how long have you been at Fox?
20 years.
Yeah.
I was at ESPN 10 years. Our paths crossed in different ways because you went over to ESPN, you know, for a time and then came back to Fox.
You guys never overlapped with ESPN, did you?
Not really.
Funny story. Chris actually thought I was a bitch until he got put on a Cowboys game with me. And then I said, come share my dressing room with me. It's so great. There's your own bathroom in here and great lighting to get ready. And he goes, I thought you were a bitch. You're pretty great.
I never said that. I worded it differently. But she did take, she always took good care of me on the road trips in terms of, we're going to get a good hotel. I'm going to make sure you get here, whatever, you know. So, we had a great working relationship.
Great time that
we never really had. Yeah, and that was some of the best part with Joe and Troy on that crew. Wasn't just doing the big games and the playoffs and all that weird weather in Green Bay, but and her outfits.
We had
bundle up. But the hanging out around.
Great jacket.
Yes, I mean, she looked like a peacock in heat one time with this outfit just to stay warm. And so but hanging out away, you know, we'd have lunch or dinner or even just, you know, have a beverage. And, you know, it's a great, great fun hanging out, talking, telling story. And the road trip she was talking about, like, sometimes it's not all glamorous. Yeah. You're starving, you're eating at a late hour, but you're with people you like.
Well, and as case in point, as we're in the broom closet here and Aaron's, you know, like having to pull a curtain because there's like these hotel rooms. But the reality is this, like, we all like each other.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to be together. And I mean, having all worked in different places, I don't think it's a secret that we're not just saying this because we're employed by Fox, but working here, it is like a family and it's so much fun and everyone give each other a hard time. But at the end of the day, it's like we're teammates and there's that locker room vibe.
Yeah, we want each other to do well. Yeah. And that's what the seminar, you see it here too, when people gather that you don't see, you have your own crew you work with, but people you don't see year round. And then we all gather here and we do. We kind of, you know, we like each other. We like having fun. It's a good atmosphere.
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't go to the picture day. So you guys take it from here.
Aaron, you go to that picture at 4:30.
You wrap it up. I will leave. You guys finish.
All right. Thank you.
He's never met a microphone he doesn't like. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, feel like I'm like running for the mob here. I'm going to hide this under my shirt. We'll get the real story on who runs the parking garage. All right.
Myers, do you have any more meetings left? Or are you done?
No, I'm pretty much. Oh, you know, I have to do tape one thing. All right, we'll see you, Chris. Don Cordelli, who's being honored in the Hall of Fame. You've worked with him a lot of years. I think I'm shooting something to talk about his performance, because my first year was with him. I was on the sideline before you had joined us at Fox. It was 2004 in a Green Bay, Seattle. Remember Matt Hasselbeck when he's like, "We want the ball. We're going to score overtime."
Yeah, we're going to score.
Yeah, and Don worked that. There's a tremendous story. He's a camera operator who handles all the big games.
He's works our camera operator, guys. We call him. He's a handheld down on the field. So literally, he shoots those plays up and close. He shoots our stand-ups. Go ahead, Myers.
Yeah, and he this game I had Al Harris intercepted the ball. Remember, Seattle was on their way to score with Hasselbeck and the corner, and it was frigid cold. And Harris intercepts and returns, going down the sideline untouched, 52 yards. And our camera, Cornelli carrying this heavy camera equipment in freezing weather, he is moving as fast. Remember, you're going one way, thinking one thing's going to happen, like, hey, we're going to interview Seattle, they're going to win an OT, and Cornelli step for step was right. They got to the end zone at the same time Al Harris did for the winning touchdown. It was able capture it all for people at home, and then do the interview. I did the post interview. It was so cold, the sweat was freezing on the face of Al Harris. But Don Cornelli, our Hall of Fame camera operator, handheld, was there and with you. He's had so many big moments where you don't realize the crowd he's fighting through, what he's going through on the sideline to get the best shot or the best interview for us afterwards, or be in the best position. And anyway, so there's something with him that we're honoring, and he certainly deserves it. So I want to make sure I put my two cents in on what a great teammate he's been for us over the years.
Yeah, and it's a scary position as well. I was working a Rams game. It wasn't Rams Eagles. It was Rams somebody else. And he was on my sideline, and I was, he was running, and a player ran right over him. And he ended up, when they pulled him up, blood was coming out of his nose and everything. He got hit. Remember, our guys don't have pads on. That's don't have helmets on like the football players. And he was really, really injured. And I just remember grabbing my microphone and telling our director, Rich Russo, "You have to get him off the field. He's hurt. He's hurt. He wanted to finish the game, but couldn't." But yeah, Don Cornelli, we're so excited going into the Hall of Fame. But wow, I mean, they get the shots, but it's also so dangerous. They really have one eye on what's going around them. And also, actually, they're not even looking what's going around them. They're following the play.
Right. You have to hope that other people don't get in their way. And that's a good point, because you have to be, and Don is, very, whatever the age through the years, very physically fit. He's very athletic himself and muscular to move and handle. And you're right. He probably wanted to finish the game even with blood pouring down his face. That's the kind of worker he is. I'm glad he's okay. So anyway, but I enjoy when you guys tell crazy stories about traveling and about dealing with people. It's very entertaining.
Carissa just told a story about having a massive blockage during a first date and had to invite the guy to a colonoscopy. Do you have any crazy first date stories like that?
Oh, wow. I can't. You guys tell everything on this podcast. No, I don't think I can have a. So I did have a story when I was first a young TV broadcaster in Miami, and I was on television. And I asked this girl out, and we were still very young, because I got into TV young, and her dad, when I came over there to the house, her dad answers the door. She said, "Hey, this is Chris. He works on TV." And I think the family thought, she didn't really tell him, and I don't know, that I worked on TVs. And he said, "Well, our TV said we got a little problem with this thing in the back, some wiring. Can you help us out with that?" I, of course, I'm not mechanically inclined at all. I can barely hold a microphone. So it was one of those embarrassing moments. That relationship didn't go anywhere, by the way. But after that, but it was one of those. So I don't work on TV. I work, I guess in TVs or on. I'm on TV, but I don't work on TVs themselves. Anyway, it was one of those weird dating moments from way back when.
Well, if that's as weird as it gets, I mean, you sound pretty straight laced, although I know you're not. You're a lot of fun. Love you. Thanks for doing this. I'll see you in about 20 minutes when I run through the heat and get back down to the meeting room.
Yes, we have more meetings, and I think we're honoring Dick Stockton later. I think the commissioner is supposed to speak here.
I heard the commissioner's coming.
Yeah, so that's always good to see Raj. I remember when I saw him at the last, I said, "Hey, can I call you Raj? Can I call you Raj?" He said, "No, call me Goodell, Chris." Anyway, he's a good guy. All right.
Oh, and you tell him to call you Myers.
That's right.
On that note,
we'll see you later.
We're going to wrap up so we can go see the commish, and I'll see you in a few minutes,
okay.
Myers.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.